This is the Mike McFeely Show on Live Local First, 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
We have winter weather in our listening area, and I know that because people are calling this radio station as we speak, wondering what the future of the weather is here in the Red River Valley and the entire KFGO listening area. Folks, welcome to the Mike McFeely Show on this Monday afternoon, December 2nd, 2013. Let me start by saying this, is that we are actually now, some areas of North Dakota are under a winter storm warning for snow and blowing snow, which is in effect from 6 p.m. Central Standard Time this evening to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time on Wednesday. Holy cow, it's like 2 days. The winter storm watch is no longer in effect for parts of North Dakota. We're talking a little bit further west than the Red River Valley and Fargo. We're talking Mercer, Oliver, Morton, Burley, Kidder, Grant, Sioux, Emmons, Logan, Lemoore, McIntosh, getting closer, Dickey, including the cities of Beulah, Hazen, Center, Mandan, Bismarck, Steele, Elgin, Fort Yates, Linton, Napoleon, Edgley, Ashley, and Oaks. So all of those areas for now are under a winter storm warning for snow and blowing snow, which is going to begin at 6 o'clock tonight and last until 6 o'clock on Wednesday. And so I would strongly encourage you to stay tuned to the Mighty 790 KFGO every second of every day, the next couple of days and forever, to get the very latest in weather and road conditions. And certainly we'll be visiting and revisiting these topics throughout today's show until 5 o'clock. In the meantime, though, let us talk some Moorhead stuff. Let us welcome in Moorhead City Councilman Mark Altenberg to the Mike McFeely Show, who has now shed his mucklucks and parka to talk some budget with us in Moorhead. Hello, Eskimo Altenberg. How
Hello,
are you doing?
Hello, how are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. I'm in a good, warm, dry studio.
Well, you got to quit talking about ice fishing. I'm blaming all of this on you, Mike McFeely.
I'll take that hit. I'm fine with that.
Last week it was all bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. And now,
look
what you did. Look what you did.
It's December in Minnesota, North Dakota. You want it to be 75 and sunny?
Yep. A friend of mine called me from Phoenix today and said it was 70 degrees. In Phoenix.
First of all, you have a friend?
And I do. I have a friend.
And second of all, he's in Phoenix, huh?
He is in Phoenix. And the second guy this year who's offered me a housing and a job, an escape route. So
you may want to think about taking that.
Nope.
What's going to happen tonight at the Moorhead City Council meeting? There's a budget gap that's left over of the huge budget the city of Moorhead has. There's a rather small budget gap, I think.
1%.
What's going to happen?
We got about a 1% budget gap, so about $199,000 out of a $20 million operating budget that we've got to close. We're gonna look at some different ways to close it up, and we'll take care of it. And then next week, we need 6 votes to pass the budget. This goofy thing in Minnesota where you need a supermajority to pass a budget.
To pass a budget.
So we need to get, I can't do the math, maybe you can, 3/4.
I can't.
Three quarters of the council has to agree as to where the levy will be set and what the budget will be next Monday.
What are some options to find that $199,000?
Well, we're taking a look at various things. We're looking both at the budget and at the levy. We can't raise the levy any more than we set it in September. So we're looking at about a 30-something dollar increase on the average home of $139,000. So that's already set. Electrical transfer would be one option, but that's been ruled out. Streetlight fee has been ruled out. You get down to these things where if 3 people on the council say no, then it's a no-go. So we've already had 3 say no to electrical transfer, so that's off the table. We've already had more than 3 say no to the streetlight fee, so that's off the table. So now we're really looking at how do we cut into the budget to make up this $199,000.
Are people in Moorhead going to feel any sort of pain? And you mentioned that $30 on a $139,000 house, or in terms of services, is that because that's the big concern for the residents of Moorhead? Is I want my street plowed, I want my garbage picked up, I want
that's
you
what
name
I
it.
Want too.
Everybody wants that.
And they laid it out. Finance staff, we have wonderful finance staff. And last week they laid it out and they said, you know, if you take a 5% reduction, it's going to cut into essential services like street repairs, like snow plowing, like police protection and fire protection. There's nothing left. There's no fat left. I had some, I'll just say it, some Republican friends who've said, see, you know, property taxes didn't go down, you know? We have to provide services and the state has cut millions out of our local budget over the last 8 years that we have had to make up. And we still haven't been able to make it up. We're not able to make it up in the 6 months between the end of the legislative session and the time we've got to set this final budget. The people of Moorhead want their streets plowed. We have a growing city. We have more streets, more cul-de-sacs, mm-hmm. more businesses. You know, we have that brand new Sam's Club in Sanford out there. Those are two new streets that need to be plowed. We have new growth in our residential areas. Those need to be plowed. We have an increase in crime, Mike, that's really related to the North Dakota oil boom, increase in meth, heroin, other activities in the community. We need to increase our police force. We need to increase fire protection. So, I mean, we have to provide an increase in services with a pretty stagnant pot of money. So we're doing the best we can. Over the last few years, we've cut out a lot of the fat, most of the fat, and now we're down to essential services. If we make that 5% cut, we're cutting directly to the bone.
Well, and that's people, and again, it becomes a philosophical argument after a while of what should a city provide, how many taxes should you pay, how much in taxes should you pay. But the way I've always looked at it, and I know that you do too, and most people do, is that they're willing to pay if I can have my street plowed in a reasonable amount of time, if I can have the potholes in my street fixed in a reasonable amount of time. You can cut all you want, you can slash to the bone as much as you want, but when does it become a losing game? When do the residents get upset enough, and when does the city look rough enough with the streets and everything else where people go, look, I mean, I don't want cracks in my street. I don't want potholes in my street.
You can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. You can't say we want to be competitive against West Fargo and Fargo. When people are deciding where to buy a home in the metro, they look at, will my street get plowed? I mean, that's just a basic question. How good are your schools? I mean, those things are tax supported. We're not going to bring in private snowplow drivers. We're not going to bring in private security to provide our police protection. So when we're in this competitive environment, we have to maintain a certain level of services in the city of Moorhead. Last year during our snow removal, we realized that the city had outgrown the size of our operations department. So we've had to shift some money towards plowing streets. And we've had to shift some money around to take care of growth, which is great. We want to see growth, but you have to pay for growth. That's the thing. And West mm-hmm. Fargo's going to see it soon. Mm-hmm. Fargo's going to see it soon. That your budget increases as your population increases and as the square mileage of your city increases.
Actually, from some friends I have living in West Fargo, they are not happy with the way their streets are plowed every winter already, to be honest with you, because they have cul-de-sacs in some of the newer neighborhoods, and they don't like the rapidity at which those streets are plowed or the quality of the way those streets are plowed.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get worse for a city like West Fargo or any other city.
Unless they buy a lot more machinery and hire a lot more people, and that is incredibly expensive, Mike.
Let me take a break here. Mark, stick around for one more segment. Mark Altenberg is a city councilman in the great city of Moorhead, Minnesota. I'm going to go immediately to the phones to get a road report from Ted near Edgerly, North Dakota. Hi, Ted. You're on KFGO. Let everybody know how things are in Edgerly right now.
Hi, Mike. I'm traveling between Edgerly and the Moors. Everything is fine. Roads have been plowed off. I'm driving about 60, and it's not slippery at all, and there's no snow or mist or anything in the air. So just thought I'd give you a call.
Okay. All right, Ted. Thank you. That's a better road report than we've had from every other area that we've gotten one from today, including I-94 in Minnesota. Mark Altenberg, Moorhead City Councilman, with us on the Mike McFeely Show. We talked a lot, Mark, during the last campaign about local government aid. LGA was a huge part of the legislative campaign in 2012 in Minnesota and for the city of Moorhead. Where do we sit right now? Where does the city of Moorhead sit with local government aid? And is it ever going to increase? Is it increasing? Well, is it decreasing? What?
Well, this is what you've got to realize, that with the budget that we're facing, when I say cut to the bone, you know, we took a $1.2 million decrease in our LGA from 2009 up to 2012. Right now we're going to be at about $7 million. We were close to $8 million. We were actually collecting more in LGA than we were in tax levy for many, many years. Now, what happened last year is they stabilized it, because what was happening was we'd pass a budget in December and the legislature would come along in May and whack off a couple $100,000 worth of state aid. Hmm. And we'd have to find so we had 10 years of playing whack-a-mole, of trying to figure out what's the legislature going to do this year. So what happened last year is they stabilized it. They said, okay, guys, we got a $300,000 bump, but we promise we won't take it away from you, which is great from a local side. We'd like to have that $1 million back that we lost mm-hmm. a few years ago. And then with the with the market value homestead credit program, we lost another $400,000. So, you know, we've had to make up millions of dollars in lost revenue over the last few years. And some cities, what they did is they had 6, 7, 8, 9, 10% tax increases over the last few years. Moorhead has been in that 2 and 3% mm-hmm. range. So we have to take a look at the last 10 years of state policy and say, can we fix it in 6 months? And the answer is no. Now, next year, this is going to become a big issue. I already see it on the blogs. I see it in other places that some folks on the right want to whack away at the DFL for making promises about property taxes back in June. And I tell you what, you know this and I know this. In politics, you don't make promises. I think the president learned that. I think a few mm-hmm. other people have learned that. That you've got to say, let's see how this thing works out in the next couple of years. I think the state has realized that local governments, when you take money away from them, they will increase their revenue stream, either through fees or taxes. So there is this relationship that has to be rebuilt between the state and the local governments in order to provide essential services, these basic services that the state doesn't provide.
We only have about a minute left, but you know, people talk about cutting more and Moorhead, cut. But, and I don't know if this is true, but I heard from somebody, I think in a bar over the weekend or something, that the city of Moorhead actually has fewer employees than the Fargo Park District.
Well, that's what you've got to realize when you take it. I just took a look at a friend of mine's tax bill in Fargo. You pay more in school tax in Fargo than you do for all the property taxes in Clay County. County, city, school, everything else. And if you take a look, and you're absolutely right, you got to add the Fargo Park District to the local tax in order to get that true tax load. So I love being in Moorhead, and I don't mind paying my taxes.
Any restaurants coming our way that we need to know about?
I don't know. I'm going to say
we have any chain restaurants coming
our way? I drove by Sam's Club. It is looking fantastic. If you haven't gotten a chance, drive very carefully today. Out by,
they might want
Sam's
not do
Club.
It today. They might want to do it later in the week.
Later
or something.
On, take a look. Take a look at the new Sanford. Take a look at the new Sam's. It's looking fantastic.
Thank you, Mark.
Go Moorhead.
Mark Altenberg, city councilman in the great city of Moorhead.